Halfway between north and west. Northwest.
Okay, between north and east.
Northeast.
East and south.
Wait a minute now. East and south, southeast.
And west and south.
Southwest. I mean north.
Yes.
What'd you say? Southwest.
And you say if today is Wednesday, then Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you said they came here.
Not last Sunday, but a week before.
Yeah.
A week before last.
Okay, they're talking about Sunday.
Oh, Sunday before last.
And who's going to leave, not this Sunday, but a week beyond that? Who's going to leave?
A week beyond this Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
A week from now?
Or specifically Sunday, who's going to leave?
A week from Sunday.
Okay. Do you ever say Sunday week? Or Sunday week?
Yeah, Sunday week. I've said that.
Is that usual? Or?
Yeah.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you said you stayed about
2 weeks.
Okay. And talk about how tall rooms are. You say this room is about
so many feet high.
Okay. And Charles just had his 3rd birthday. You say he's
3 years old.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last time we had a
frost.
What if it's harder than that?
We had a freeze.
And you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go.
Get me a hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the other will not.
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree you can touch and be safe?
Base.
Okay. And a football you run towards a
goal.
And we were planning to meet somewhere. I say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask him not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And he said, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
And say if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find the desk, she'd say, I bet somebody
took my pencil.
Anything else you'd say?
Stole my pencil.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
something a child plays with? Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Well, just anything that a child plays with, you'd say, yes.
Anything, a toy.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called anything else besides a toy?
Plaything.
What about play pretty?
Play pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's a play pretty different from a toy?
It's not any difference, I guess.
Would you use the word play pretty?
I have when my children were babies.
Do you associate a play pretty with a baby?
I do.
Okay. And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you had a lot of things going out in your yard, you'd go out and
pick the flowers.
Okay. And a child that's always running and telling on other children, you call them
a tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown-up?
Well, yeah.
What would it mean?
That they were always telling something about somebody else.
Kind of a gossip.
A gossip or a busybody.
What about the word pimp? Did you ever hear that used to mean tattletale?
Not to mean tattletale, no.
What do you hear? Like prostitution?
No. I've just heard it. I don't really know, you know, what they meant by it. But I've heard it.
About a grown person or a child?
Either, I guess. People would just say that little pimp.
Say if a child learns something new, like